In Parshat Vayetchanan, we have three times in the parsha where the words "our children" and "our grandchildren" are mentioned. Okay, there's children and children's children. We're going to read each verse in English. I'll read them, and then we'll discuss what they mean. The first verse is in Devarim Dalid Tet 4:9. Be careful to keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life. Teach your children and your children's children. That's the first verse. The second verse. When you shall beget children and children's children, and you shall have remained long in the land, and shall deal corruptly and make an idol, the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord your God, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall perish from off the land into which you have crossed over the Jordan to possess it. That was in Dvarim Dalid Chaf Vav. In the third verse, that you will hear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you, you, your children, and your children's children, all the days of your life, and your days may be prolonged. That's Dvarim Vav Bet. Okay, so we have here three times that the children and the emphasis on grandchildren, children's children. And it's to teach us the continuation of our line, that all our actions, whatever we do, it's not just about us, it's not even just about our children, but it has... But it means something as a message, and it's going to have a direct cause on what happens later on as well, even our children's children. The first verse is just talking in general. It's talking about, from the historical point of view, this is what Hashem did for us. This is what God did when he took us out of Egypt. Tell it to your children and your children's children. Don't ever forget it. Just the general idea that Judaism, we're connected to God and history, and this should go on forever. That's the first verse. The second verse is telling us the negative results if we don't do the mitzvot, if we worship idols, we become lax in our mitzvah observance, and we don't do the right thing, it's not just going to affect us, it's not even just going to affect our children, it's going to affect our children's children as well. Okay, so whatever we do is going to have a cause in effect to later generations, even though we can't see it. But that's what the Torah is telling us. It's not just about you. Whatever you do has an effect for later on. And on the positive side, the same thing. Any good things that we do, it's not just good for us or good for our children, it's good for our children's children too. So here we have a full picture of Judaism. It's negative results, it's positive rewards, and how it affects not only us, but our children, our children's children, and all the future generations. Shabbat Shalom.